Welcome to the Jewish and Spiritual Podcast. I'm Caro Szabo, your host from Los Angeles. In this episode, I teach you how to be happier in your life, starting today, regardless of what happens in the world. We talk spirituality and easy tools for you to unleash your feel-good power. So keep listening, my friends, for the first steps to a truly happy life. Hello, everybody. Hello, Haverim, Haverim Shelly. I'm so happy to be here. Happy 2022, everyone. I apologize for not having recorded in a while. Everything's great. I've just had to prioritize slightly differently with my coaching practice running almost at full capacity and with the Life Coach Academy being already so successful. It's just been a little bit busy, but it's busy and that's the way I like it. Almost sounds like the song, right? Before we dig into how to feel happier in your life right now, I want to share a few words actually about the Life Coach Academy. The course is a game changer. The students are just 2 months in and already are all seeing such a shift in their lives. It's very, very humbling and exciting to see the power of this course. It's just incredible. And I want to say, working with a life coach, of course, helps you achieve your goals faster and easier. But I would like to add that not all life coaches are the same. Not everyone has received the same training, of course. There are many schools out there that certify coaches and sometimes possibly a little too easily. Both my partner and I, Christine Rizzo and I, we've been trained under Brooke Castillo's leadership at the Life Coach School. And even though I'm sure it is still a great program, it's, okay, first of all, very expensive, but also there are many things that are quite rushed and missing in our opinion. And that is the reason why Christine and I have decided to open our own Life Coach School to bring not only a content that delivers to you the simplest and most effective formula for you to create the life you and your future clients want, but also a content that includes spirituality, which we feel was one of the things that was missing at where we were trained with Brooke Castillo. And because we feel that without spirituality, you can't really fully ever align with your true self and you can't manifest what it is you want in your life. And we are teaching it all in a very loving, very personable environment, offering you also private coaching every week. We basically took the best and we made it even better. Yes, it's so good. I can't tell you, it's so good. The platform, the private platform for the students, the course is beautiful. It's easy to use. It's really spot on. And today I want to talk to you about the power of feeling good. And what I'm noticing in my work is that, and with our students at the Life Coach Academy, is that people have had enough of not feeling good. They come to me generally feeling exhausted, feeling overwhelmed, feeling stuck, feeling pretty unhappy about their life. And maybe you guys feel this way too. And they're very frustrated about it. They want to know how they can start feeling good regardless of all that's going on in the world, regardless of whether the pandemic ends or not, regardless of what the economy does or not. And that's exactly what we teach at the Life Coach Academy. It's a 6-month program. And at the end of your incredible journey of personal growth, of empowerment and self-discovery, you are truly a master at feeling good in your life, no matter what comes your way. And of course, you become an exceptional life coach and you have your certification in your pocket, which means you can start a new career right there. You don't have to have a boss. You have your own hours. You make great money. It's a win-win situation. And when I talk about, you know, mastering how to feel good in your life, how to be happy in your life, I'm not talking about feeling good when life is easy. I'm talking about feeling good even when life is tough and challenging. So if you are ready for a class that will truly change everything for you in your life, then I want to invite you to hop over to our website, because at the Life Coach Academy, we teach you that class, and it's a life-changing class. No joke. The Life Coach Academy, www.thelifecoach.academy. Now let's jump in. Let's feel good. Do you know that feeling good is actually a mitzvah? Yes, our Creator wants us to feel good. Why? Because when we feel good, it rubs on other people and it has a ripple effect. Not only does it have an incredible impact on your life and on your health, but it also affects those around you, those who come in contact with you. Because my friends, remember, we are all energy, and everything that we do, everything that we touch, every word we speak, every particle of air that we breathe is energy. Everything that is in us is energy. Our emotions are energy, particularly our emotions. And so the more we feel good, the more our feel-good energy spreads to other people around you. And that's how we impact their lives for the better. And that is why it's a mitzvah. And equally so, when you don't feel good, then you spread the don't feel good. And that is why the world isn't really feeling good and happy right now. Because so many people are not in a high vibe, feeling good, happy time, right? So to start feeling good, even when there is this mess in the world, we need to learn to stop listening to the voice in our head. I remember the first time I realized that the voice in my head was actually not me. It was an incredibly liberating and empowering discovery. It's seriously life-changing. That little voice that we often refer to as the ego controls the show in your mind if you let it. All of its worries and judgments and impulses are what most people follow to live their lives, to base their decisions upon. All of it unconsciously, without ever thinking that they could actually question that voice using their higher thinking brain. So becoming the conscious observer of this and of this voice that is not really helpful to you is a game changer. And we teach you how to do that in the Life Coach Academy program. We help you regain power over your unconscious behaviors. And we help you get to know your inner self, your truth, your essence, so that you can start living a very authentic and beautiful life. That ego, my friends, is all of the beliefs. It's all of the opinions and identifications that you have about the world and about yourself. It forms in your subconscious mind when you are very young. And the ego is that voice of your subconscious mind, and its primary job is to keep you safe. So that sounds all wonderful and very altruistic, but it's a little obsolete, because today there are no wild animals that are about to come and eat us, or we don't need to go hunt for our dinner to be on our plate, right? So in today's modern society, we no longer need to operate in this fight or flight sort of mode. But our ego isn't aware of this. So it's still working as it was back for, you know, caveman time. So in any situation, it's always going to try to stay in what it feels is its comfort zone, because it wants to avoid any potential sort of pitfalls that could occur as a result of you living a new experience in your life. Even if that new experience is perfectly wonderful to you and for you, but because it's new, it's going to warn you. It's going to be afraid. And its idea of comfort zone actually means it's really what it knows best. Meaning that if you are an overdrinker and it's affecting the quality of your life, it will find all the stories to still justify that you need the drink. because stopping to drink or drinking significantly less, excuse me, would require a much bigger effort for your brain than the effort needed to just keep you drinking, because that's running on autopilot already. So that's what it knows best. So that's safe. And so that's all good. And the ego is often referred to as the monkey mind in Buddhism, because this little voice just really likes to bounce around, weighing in on absolutely everything in your life, everything on social media, forming judgments, opinions, and beliefs that can be easily confused to you as actually being the truth. Most people don't even acknowledge that their subconscious mind is at play, when the fact is, it is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind, and that we actually operate 95 to 99% of our lives from subconscious programming. So how do you know if it's your ego that's running and that's dictating how you're living, or if it's your intuition? Well, if you constantly compare yourself to other people, who you feel is better than you, better looking, more intelligent, happier, wealthier, if you're constantly comparing yourself to people who you feel are not even maybe as good as you, and if you feel jealous when other people do well, if you have a hard time rejoicing with honesty for their success or their happiness, if you're feeling anxious or insecure, knowing that it's all coming from the thoughts in your subconscious mind, then you are most likely guided by your ego. If, on the other hand, you are feeling uplifted and joyful and excited, then you are coming from a place of love, from your authentic place. And that, my friends, is your intuition. Your intuition, or your inner self, likes to sit quietly in the background. It's the observer of the thoughts, and it's the observer of the experiences around you. And it communicates with you and to you more as a feeling, as an intuition, rather than as a voice. Many spiritually aligned people believe that the inner self and the soul are very much intricate with each other. It's sort of the part of you that exists sort of outside the physical reality. It doesn't take into consideration other people's opinions and labels and identities and all of that. It is the part of you that is totally connected to the divine, to the universe, to the source, to the light, to God, or whatever higher power or life force you choose to believe in, and whatever name you want to give it. Your inner self is rooted in love. Choices made from this place are always for your highest and best good, and for the best good of everyone around you. So, to connect to your intuition, I want to invite you to surrender to what is. I want to invite you to practice letting go. Letting go of what you have no control over. The pandemic, the economy, what your colleagues think of you, what your kids do or what your kids don't do, what your husband or your wife thinks. And I want you to reach to awareness, to stop listening to the noise in your head that loves to just compare and judge. Ego causes you to make choices based on how you are perceived by others and by yourself, and it can prevent you from truly connecting to your true self and to what you are truly meant to be doing in this life. We are not our mind. We are not the subconscious mind. Please question it. Question the subconscious mind. It's sort of acting like a child in your head. I love the work of Byron Katie. And she has the four questions. Number one, is it true? Ask yourself, when you have this thought, is it true? Number two, can you absolutely know that it is true? Because at first, the subconscious mind is going to try to say, yes, of course it's true because blah, blah, blah. Can you absolutely know it's true? Ask that question again. And number three, what happens when you believe that thought? How do you feel? What do you do? How do you act when you believe that thought to be true? And number four, who would you be without that thought? Oh my God, I love that question. So good, so powerful. Who would you be without that thought? Who would you be if you didn't think this? Because we are not our mind. And by the way, we're also not our body. Our body is a messenger. It's a host in which our intuition exists, in which awareness exists. So that's what we are truly. We are awareness. We are intuition. We are the inner self. We are the soul. So reconnect to the moment, reconnect to the present moment. Stop the noise about the future, about the worry, about what this person does and this one doesn't do, and reconnect to your intuition. I like to think about 8 positive C's when I talk about the self. The 8 C's go as follow: confidence, courage, clarity, compassion, calm, connection, creativity, and curiosity. Because when you are with your intuition, this is what you are. You are confident, you are courageous, you are clear, you have compassion, you are calm, you are connected, you are creative, you are curious. Connecting to your truth, being you, ignoring other people's opinions, understanding that other people's opinions is about them, is about the thoughts they have about you, and that it has nothing to do with who you truly are, that is how you begin to live a much happier life, creating the good feeling first and foremost from and for yourself. Feeling good from a place of love because you are confident, knowing that no matter what comes your way, you have the recipe to deal with it. It's all coming from managing your thoughts. It's all coming from questioning the subconscious and the ego. And again, that is what we teach you as well at the Life Coach Academy. I have to say, in Los Angeles, we have these very, very thin, super tall palm trees. They're a bit, you know, all around the city. And I love particularly driving down Canaan Drive in Beverly Hills from Sunset Boulevard to Santa Monica Boulevard. No matter the storm that we are dealing with, they swing with confidence. They swing with calm, knowing that the storm will pass and that the sun will shine again soon. And I want to suggest to you to consider that in the similar way, you can be that tall and thin palm tree and you just kind of go with what is without having to worry and be anxious and stress over things that are out of your control. Because truly, worry, anxiety, and stress in your life can be optional, because I promise you, they are. Some people are freaked out and anxious about the pandemic, but many, and including myself, are not at all. And I'm not saying to be ignorant or to bury your head in the sand. I'm saying living a happier life, knowing what's in your control, taking all the right measure for the things that are in your control, and letting go, surrendering to what isn't in your control. Negative emotions, my friends, are 100% optional. Don't get me wrong. I love life and I love the world, but everywhere we turn these days, we're being bombarded with everyone's opinions and things to think. But it's not because someone is offering it to you that you should take it. How you think affects how you feel. So it's really, really, really important to think consciously, to think purposefully. And thank God, what we think or feel is not yet dictated by a court of law. No one can get inside your head. And how you feel is coming from what you think. So you are in charge of that. This is your power that no one can take away from you. You are not a better mother or a better father because you worry about your kids. And speaking of worrying, it has yet to be scientifically proven to be useful. Personally, I have found no upside to worrying. If anything, I try and show up as I think I show up as a better mom when I'm feeling calm, loving, and open with my children, no matter what they're doing or not doing. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I never put my focus towards what I don't want. The universe is working in your favor, my friends. Life happens through you, not to you. The universe is impartial. It doesn't know right from wrong and good from bad. It is sending you tests, sending us all tests, all the time. And it will always validate whatever you dwell upon as truth. So when you think a thought over and over, the entire world comes together to conspire to make it happen for you. And please never forget this, because this is the formula of life and exactly how the world has been operating always. Those who ignore the rules will never attract what they want to their lives. They will just get the leftovers. They will just get whatever matches their negative energies, their self-doubts, and whatever their thoughts is dictating. So it's on you to feel good. It's on you to achieve your dreams and make them your reality. Believe in what you want so much that it has no choice but to materialize for you. My friends, be the light you want to see around you. Feeling good is your job, my friends, nobody else's. And I want to offer you this. When something comes up, when you, I don't know, let's say watch the news or read something on social media and your brain wants to worry or judge, I want to question it. Why am I thinking that? Why is this worrying me? And notice how you are feeling when you think that thought. If you are feeling something negative, ask yourself, is this true? Because 90% of the time, it won't be. I promise you, it is only what you are choosing to believe. It's just a story you make from your own opinion, from your own beliefs. Someone else hearing the same piece of information might think and feel something totally different than you about the same circumstance. Because of my work, I've become very good at arguing with my subconscious mind and at finding an equally true in my mind story that feels so much better to me. And I know that when I am aligned with my truth, no matter the storm, I remain confident and calm like those amazing palm trees. And there is nothing that can take the good feeling away from me. It's my choice. It's my power to feel good and to feel happy. I choose gratitude and happiness over worry any day. I accept, I surrender, I trust, I believe. And that is why I receive what's aligned with what I've asked for. So feeling good is your mitzvah, and it's your most important job for yourself. Think about it. You are a better parent when you feel good. You are better at your job when you feel good. You're better with your community when you feel good. You're a better neighbor when you feel good. You're a better friend when you feel good. You're a better sister when you feel good. You're a better cousin when you feel good. You're a better wife or husband when you feel good. And you're a better lover, for sure, when you feel good. You're better at anything you want to do when you feel good. You are better at pursuing your goals. You are able to be more generous. You are able to be more forgiving. You are able to stop judging, because judging is all coming from ego, creating fear of imaginary danger. And fear, my friends, is the lowest of all emotions and the furthest state you can be from your truth. Haverim, if you don't yet have a coach, well, you know how I feel about that. You should for sure get one to help you to feel good, because it is your most important job. So please don't neglect it. The mind is like your body and your teeth. It needs daily cleaning. And to learn the tools and to master them like no one else will teach you to, please come join Christine Rizzo and I at the Life Coach Academy. You will get coached. You will learn everything. And in 6 months, you will be in a completely different place in your life. It will all be transformed for the better. Your happiness and your success are our priorities. We equip you with all that you need to create it and to lead your incredible life. Thank you all for joining me today. Please, please, please share this episode. Not for me, but more than ever, everyone is tired of feeling stuck and unhappy, and there has never been a more needed time to share the way to a happy life. And also, of course, you get to accomplish a great mitzvah and to get closer to your goals and to our creator. And if you enjoy my work, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Haverim, toda rabba. Merci beaucoup. Grazie mille. See you soon. Ciao, ciao. My friends, if you are serious about wanting to change what is not working in your life, please refer to the show notes on how to work with me. Whether you want to lose weight, figure out your relationship, or you need help to get unstuck, all of my clients get tremendous results and fast. So please don't wait and start seeing your dreams coming true. Also, and if you are interested in becoming a certified life coach, please book your consultation with me. In that time, we will go over everything that you will learn at the Life Coach Academy. This certification program is not like any others out there. Not only have we decided to keep our class sizes small on purpose to give you a much more personal experience with only 8 students per class, but the value and the quality of our course and training are incomparable. What also sets the Academy apart from other coaching schools out there is that at the Life Coach Academy, you are taught and coached live, in class, all online, by me and by Christine Rizzo, my business partner and life coach at the Life Coach Academy. At most other schools, you get to watch many boring videos, I'm sorry to say, and you work with modules, and you never get coached by your instructors, let alone the founders of the school. Our Life Coach course will teach you everything you need to know to become an extraordinary life coach. But the best part about the program is that not only you will learn to be one of the best life coaches out there, but you're going to create so much confidence within yourself by evolving into a person you didn't even think was possible. Your personal transformation will become your professional resume, which is what the Life Coach Academy does best. Creating incredible life-changing results in our students' lives. So if being a life coach has been on your mind, if you crave this kind of freedom of work and purpose in your life, then we would love for you to join our next class with other incredible students that are ready to help change the world for the good of mankind. I would love to talk with you, whether you dream to have your own coaching practice, working from home or from anywhere in the world. We believe becoming a life coach is the perfect career because you have that freedom and flexibility to set your own schedule, but also to earn a great income. Also, becoming a certified life coach will add an enormous amount of value to any career that you already have. And by learning the tools that we teach here at the Life Coach Academy, they will help transform every relationship in your life. So my friends, you are one step away from this life-changing experience, from this ultimate power to creating the beautiful life you have always dreamt and desired to have. So if you like what you are learning with me and you have an interest in becoming a certified life coach, you are going to love the Life Coach Academy. You can head over to our website at thelifecoach.academy. So www.thelifecoach.academy to read all about our certification course. What you are going to learn in this training is going to just blow your mind. See you there. Ciao, ciao.